This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Today is Monday, the 19th, 2020, October. And with me today is Rose, and I'm going to be conducting my interview based on immigration. And could you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, hi, my name is Rose. I'm 22.
Where are you from?
I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian.
Okay. So before we start the interview, I want you to know that don't feel free to not answer any question that you know you're not comfortable with. So could you tell us about how you came to America?
My parents filed for me. I had visa when I first came in the country. Yeah.
And how has it been so far for you in this country?
It was good because I actually came here to learn and, you know, finish school because you know how back home be. So it was a struggle learning, you know, the new language and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we made it through.
And give me a background information about your life in high school. Or the first time you started school in New York, how is it different from Haiti?
Okay, so the first time I started school, I didn't understand nothing. I couldn't even say good morning. Like, I was so confused. Everybody in my school speak English, and I was literally, I could say, the third person who speak Creole. And it's hard because you don't really have friends. You just came to the country. You don't speak English. You don't understand nothing. You're failing all your classes because you don't know anything.
So how did you manage? Like, with just knowing only Creole, no English.
So the good thing about it is I read. I used to read a lot. That helps me. And I watch a lot of movies, you know, news and all that helped me. My teachers, I had good teachers, and they had patience, a lot of patience to teach me a lot of things that I didn't know, but yeah.
Okay. So what was your favorite part in high school? What made it fun? After you get used to the people, what made it fun for you in high school?
Oh, it was gym. Because I didn't have to do nothing.
How do you like gym when most of the kids don't like gym in school?
Yeah, I go to the gym and I eat.
But the gym was your eating place?
Yes.
Not the lunch?
No.
Okay. So how long have you been living here?
Now, 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time. So let's take it back to 1 year. During your 1 year stay here, would you have gone back to Haiti and why?
I would because first of all, it was easier to get my way around because I speak Creole and I know a lot of people, you know, I have a lot of family. My mom is still back there. So yeah, I thought about going back home, but when you know why you came to the country, you can't go back.
You can't. So are you a citizen yet or you are yet to be?
No, I just have my green card for now.
All right. So regarding life here, what is one thing you want to change as a becoming a citizen of this country?
The way they treat black people.
Could you explain a little bit more deeper?
All right, I will change the favoritism, the discrimination, the racism, all those type of things. The way they treat black people make us feel like we're not safe. Men, black young men are not safe in the country. Like, I'm even scared to have kids because I'm wondering what's gonna happen to my son. You know, I'm wondering if one day they're going to go in the street and then get shoot by a cop, or because the system is so crazy nowadays. You really don't know what to expect.
Why is that New York?
No, that's America.
So when you first came here, who did you talk to and what was the advice the person gave you when you came here?
I spoke to a young lady named Stephanie. Yeah. And she's the one who gave me the advice of reading and watching news all the time.
So how did you adjust to New York?
Well, since I travel more, like when I was little, so it was not much. It was only like how to speak and like knowing what to say to people, trying to find a way to say it to somebody who don't even, who they don't have no clue of what I'm trying to say. But yeah, that was the hardest part. But
was it hard finding a job though? Without yes. knowing a little bit of English. How did you conduct your interview when you went for a job?
I was
okay. Part two continuing. All right. If you become, or if you're on the path of citizenship, what are some of the hardships you are facing right now?
I am not.
So, are you a citizen? Are you a citizen?
I'm not.
You're not a citizen?
No.
So, what are the things you are facing right now because you're not a citizen?
Oh, there's some places you can't work. Like the MTA buses, if you want to work for them, you need to be a citizen. Or, there's some job in the hospital, like where Mexican work, because Mexican is a citizen. If you're not a citizen, you can't work for them. Even if you have the skills, even if you know what you're doing, you just can't.
Okay. What in your life right now keeps you connected to the people back home?
Money.
Where's the money?
Yeah, money. Because right now I'm working and I'm able to provide for everybody. But if I didn't have that type of money, I wouldn't be able to be connected with them because they're already struggling back home. So it's really what you need to.
Okay. What don't you miss about your country?
Poverty. Yeah. I don't miss seeing people in the street struggling or people who can't eat. I don't miss seeing that.
Okay. And then I think I asked you a question about your neighborhood, right? Yeah. You said nothing has changed, nothing.
No, nothing has
changed. Not even
today? No. Well, yeah. They took away all the garbage in the street. So now, when I leave work with a banana peel, I have to wait until I get home to put it in the trash. That's terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. I guess that's it. Yeah, thank you so much.